Thank you for his graciousness. And for all the mothers, thank God for making you mothers. And for those that are aspiring to be mothers, thank God because it will come to pass.
Amen.
When you'll be tagged mother.
Amen.
Let's pray that anything that will steal your joy as a mother, pray that God will take it away from your sight. God will take it away from your view and from your review.
Amen.
Appreciate God that God will strengthen you and give you that grace to hold on, that even that office that God has ordained from the beginning, that no man will take it from you. You will hold forth to it, and you fulfill it, and you make your election for sure in Jesus' name. So, Almighty God, we thank you for this time, even as we want to hear your word. Lord, speak. Father, speak to your servants. Lord, help us to be able to hear. Help our heart to receive. And help us that we'll be blessed by your word. Lord, that even as we celebrated last year's Mother's Day, and this year we are celebrating it in person in church, Lord, we continue to see more Mother's Day to celebrate in Jesus' name. Anything that will cause sorrow, Father, take it away from us. We magnify your name. We bless you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. We have to sit in the presence of the Lord. I want to first of all use opportunity to thank the pastor for giving me this opportunity, or giving the men opportunity to represent. In other words, today being Mother's Day, we are giving us opportunity to stand here to speak, to share God's word. I want to appreciate the pastor for that. I also want to appreciate my next leader for also allowing me to be the one that will speak this morning. And I want to appreciate everybody that's here this morning, especially the mothers. We pray that God will continue to bless you, God will continue to increase you, and God will grant you the joy that thing you are expecting, that God will make it to come to pass, and you will not lack as a mother in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so my topic that I'll be looking at, that I've chosen, and God has sent me to choose for this opportunity, is titled, Behold Thy Mother. Behold Thy Mother. It is going to be taken, we read it this morning, when we've been lesson reading. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, from verse 26 to 27, very short verse. It's a very short verse that we'll be looking at to help us dive into motherhood at this particular time, even in this tough time, where people change the natural use of what God has given them into something else, probably because of science and technology. That is part of what God said in his word of God, that when he's coming back, knowledge will increase. And it's the knowledge that is causing man's problem. We pray that it will not be our problem. Knowledge will not be a problem to us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm starting asking, I'm not saying you should answer my question, but asking this question: who is a mother, or who can we consider a mother? Who is honored to be tagged mother? Who can we see and say mother? Can I walk up now to Pastor Osaki and say Happy Mother's Day? Pastor Osaki will first look at me and wonder what is going on with me, if my head is correct. Or he might say, okay, probably I'm wishing him Happy Mother's Day on behalf of the wife. So who do we call mother? We take a cue from the Bible by listing out some names. And also, I also list out some names from those in church. Please, if I don't call your name, it does not mean that you're not a mother. It's just that I only have a short time to speak. And so I just pick some few names to call to flow with what I'll list. I have here Sarah, Abraham's wife, who say she's a mother. Am I right? I would also say Rebecca, Isaac's wife. She can be referred to as what? The mother. I could also say Hannah, Elkanah's wife, can also be referred to as a mother. I also have here Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother. She is what? She is a mother. I also have on my list Mary,
the mother of Jesus. It's a mother. I also have on my list, Mommy Gio. I understand her name is Oluke Adeboye. She's what? She's a mother. I also have on my list, Patrick Osage's wife, Pastor Arietta. She's what? She's a mother. I also have Ayetuma Owerro's wife, Francisca Owerro. She's what? She's a mother. I also have Anuola Folake. She's what? She's a mother. I also have Ifoma Eziwa, who is here too. I also refers to her as what? A mother. Like I said, these are just a few names. I also have Mamuzo. I already titled her Mamuzo. She's what? She's a mother. And so many mothers that are here this morning. You are all mothers. These are natural positions that God has given unto you. And nobody can take it away from yourself. You take it from yourself and give it up. Then you're no longer a mother. But anyway, how can we define a mother? How can we define a mother? A mother is a woman who gives birth or who has the responsibility to physically and emotionally care for a child or children or specific children. If you fall within that category, you are a mother. Because if you now say, okay, because this person does not give birth to a child, does that mean that this person is not a mother? No. If you have kids that you take care of, you are a mother. Praise the Lord. So I want the men to look at all the women, all the mothers in this place, and tell them, Happy Mother's Day. Say it loud, that you mean it. Yes, say it loud. Not just the men, even the sisters too. Tell all the mothers, Happy Mother's Day. It's a wonderful thing. For the world in that class, in the that class, it's something that needs to be celebrated and appreciated. And so for that, there's a song I want us to sing for them. We, for the men, we'll take it as a, I think they call it, is it third pronoun? Third pronoun. Whereas for the women, they'll say to themselves, they say, we know the song, the simple song. It says, I am wonderfully made. I am fearfully made. I belong to God. So that is the mothers who sing like that. Right? For the fathers and the men, and the teenagers, you put it to them. They are fearfully made. They are wonderfully made. They belong to God. They resemble Him. Praise the Lord. Hope you understand the way I want us to sing it. Yeah, for the mother, because you need to be appreciated. So you sing it to yourself. You are wonderfully made. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's take this up. Let's stand. This is Mother's Day.
Thank you.
are beautifully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are God's image and they are to be appreciated. And not in other seats, and not beating. Domestic violence is not supposed to be the order of the day. That means they need to be appreciated and blessed. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus knew this. He knew this. When, towards the end of his ministry, when he was about to go, let's take a look at the book of John 19 from verse 26 to 27. Praise the Lord. New King James Version. It says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples whom he loved. We know what was happening at this time. He was already on the cross. This was almost this at the tail end of Jesus' ministry. As he was there on the cross, he looked, he saw the mother. And said, what will you do at this time? What will you do? We know how Jesus Christ was born. We know the story. We know his earthly father. When he studied the scripture, we knew, and when Jesus Christ was 12 years old, we were told that he went to the temple. When he got there, he stayed extra while everybody went home after they were done. Jesus Christ stayed behind. And they could not find him. We are told that Joseph and his father, Joseph, the father of Jesus and Mary, they came back looking for Jesus. Am I right? They came back looking for Jesus. And when they saw Jesus, Mary asked him, "Didn't you know myself and your father would be looking for you?" That was where we had the bad Joseph last. We didn't know what happened to him next. We didn't hear anything about Joseph again. When I died, we don't know. But if you look at it, the mother followed Jesus, followed him till he died. The mother was there. And what does that show? It shows patience. Mother, have that patience with that child. Did that child go? I said the mother goes first. If not, the mother tends to follow the child. Mother has the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. As a child is born, the child begins to test the mother's ability to determine if she will stay calm or lose her cool. Toddler tests their mother's limits to see how much they can get away with certain things. And as they get older, they continue to drive their mother crazy, intentionally or intentionally. Mother tends to develop tolerance for the need, for the needy, the needy child, for the thirsty child, for the cranky child, for the ill child, or for all born behavior. Mother tends to have that patience for this child. And so Jesus Christ saw this in his mother, which he wants everybody to emulate, taking care of. I'm about to go. On this earth, you are my mother. You took care of me. You washed me. You cleansed me. You have been sat down to me. You read for me when I was young. When I need to learn how to read, you read for me so that I will understand the importance of reading. You read the word of God to me so I will understand what God wants for me, the plan for me, to build my future, to build my relationship with God. So Jesus Christ saw all this. He said, no, you can't just leave mothers alone. Because they are the building block of the life of life. Although there's a kind of relationship between, like we say, the egg, we always ask the egg and the chick or chicken, which shall come first. Mother and the son, which shall come first. They are interwoven. They play a great role, a big role. If a child, a son, is not worth training, is not worth taking care of. If you don't know the importance of gold, when you are giving gold, what happens straight away? But if you know the importance of gold, when they give it to you, you know this is valuable. It's valuable. You keep it and you nurture it, you keep it.
I had a story of one man when Bitcoin was still nothing. He had a large amount of Bitcoin. And what happened? Because then, Bitcoin was not important, was not valuable, threw them away in the garbage. And some years forward, the prices of Bitcoin increased. And what happened? He started looking for the Bitcoin. He was begging the state, go, let me go to the garbage and dig it up so I can get this Bitcoin. Bitcoin, whatever they call it. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Okay. Bitcoin. So he can get it back, but it was too late because he threw it away when he needs it. It's the same thing with parents, your mother, mother. If a mother is not well taken care of, you overstress the mother. There are so many people that regret that their mother, that they would have done a little bit more, and that would have saved their life and also saved the mother's life and also saved their own life. Because if the mother was there, they would say, oh, all these things would have happened to me. But because as at that time, they did not know the importance of taking care of their mothers, what happened? They let the mother go, and the effect, the repercussion affected and continue to affect their generation and their generation. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. I know the mothers here, they are very patient and they love God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mothers are affectionate. They are loving. Am I right? All the mothers in the house. They are loving. Although children wants to know or be given the assurance that they are loved by their mothers, that the mothers will care for them, and they are proud of their children. And so, what do? Mothers tend to give hugs. Am I right, children? Mothers tend to give hugs. They tend to give kisses. They give you pats on the back. And they give you what? High five. Is it not so? Is it not so? They give you high five. They make sure that you are alive. Anything that will stress you and bring you down, they take that weight on your behalf so that you can live. Although they may take some kind of decisions, hard decisions. My son used the word one day, was not the tough law. Tough law. Take hard decisions on your behalf so that your future will be straight and better. But you as a child, you may not know. You may think that, oh, this mother doesn't love me. So that is why they allow me to go to that expensive school. This mother don't love me. That is why they allow me to go to the school where my friends are going to. No, it's not like that. You are not your friend. You are unique. You are who you are. And God has set your path straight. And so he has given you that wonder that will help you to straighten your path to the right path. So when we're talking about God's blessing, if God is blessing you in the United States and you are in Nigeria, you might miss that blessing. God has predestined, planned everything for you and said, this is the path to follow. But you said, no, this is the path I want to follow. This is where the blessing is. Not until you come back and follow that path, the blessing will be there. I do, I'm waiting for you. Praise the Lord. So God used this mother to arrange and prepare these things for you. Let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4 and 7 to 10. Are we there? Exodus 2:1-4, 7-10. It says, and there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife, a daughter of Levi, okay? Now, Abraham, a man of the house of Levi, the priest's tribe, went and took as his wife, Jochebed, a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a godly child, he hid him 3 months. Wait, hold on. Who hid the child 3 months? The mother. Do we remember what at this time, what was happening? That was when Pharaoh was ending the life of all male child that was born as at that time. But the mother chose to take the sacrifice. And we're told the mother hid this child for good 3 months. 3 good months. The child didn't even know what was taking place. Okay, go to the next verse. And when he could no longer hide him, the child was growing, wants to become who he wants to be. But the parents, the mother needs to reorganize this child to be what he wants to be. She took of him an act of brushes and dug it with slime. He make a small patch, a small basket, and put the child there and laid it in the blood of the river bank on a sacrifice. Okay, continue. Continue. And okay, put it by the riverside, okay? Go to 7:10. Okay, so you know there's an arrangement. He made his sister to go and stand by the riverbank to watch what would happen to the child. It was the love that the mother had for this child that made the woman to become what? Resourceful. To think, what do I do to save this child? What do I do to keep this child alive? She became resourceful. And she created the basket, she put it in its place there. I told the sister, watch and see what will happen. And what happened? The Pharaoh's daughter came, saw Moses. Suddenly the girl jumped up and said, I know who will help you. I said, oh, who gets? I know somebody. And Moses was taken by and gave it to the mom. And been paid for to take care of his own child. But in that process, what happened? The mother was able to put into Moses that he is not an Egyptian, that he is an Israelite, that he needs to understand this thing from childhood. Mother plays a great role, because if mother is not there to help you, not that I'm not saying belittling the role of fathers, this is Mother's Day, so the emphasis here is on mother. If the mother was not there, it would be very difficult, because this is the mother that is playing this role for this child. Okay, let's skip a little bit. If you go back to the story of Jacob and Esau, we understand that a blessing was coming. The two children belongs to one parent. The blessing was coming. The mother felt Jacob is closer, is homely, is at home. Why should I allow this blessing to go to this other person? And what happened? The blessing is coming from the man, am I right? The blessing is coming from the father. But who the blessing is to go to the woman that orchestrates it, and move the channel of the blessing to who? To who?
To Jacob,
the role of mother being responsible to the child, because the child is very important, paramount. The future is there for the child to go. The parents prepare, the mother prepare the bedrock for this child to go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mothers, they are empathetic. Yes, that is the wrong word. Empathetic. It is the action of understanding. It is the action of understanding. Being aware of being sensitive to and vicariously experiencing the feeling, thoughts, and experience of another. They try to empathize with the child. Understand. Yes, I know we're going through a lot, but try. Yes, we all pass through these things. Try to understand it. Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 4, from verse 9 to 10. Okay, see, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Comparison again. Jabez has brothers, but his own was specific. He says, Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez. I want to give you this name, Jabez. Why did they give you that name? Why did they call you this name? Have you asked your parents? It has a meaning, especially those of us that came from Africa. But when they give you a name, it has a meaning. So what does it stand for? And Jabez figured it out and said, because the mother said, they bear him what? In sorrow. We don't know what the mother was passing through at that time. We don't know. But what was specific here was that, what the general, in summary, is that they bear him in sorrow. So they gave him that name, Jabez. Now, if I look at, if I want to analyze it, there could have been a communication between Jabez and his mom. I look at all his brethren. Why am I different? This is what I was going through at that time, so I gave you that name. The mother must have told him the only way to overcome, the only way to overcome this is to go to somebody, and that is God. Direction to the right path. It's only God. And what happened? We are told that Jabez had to do what? To cry unto God, because probably the mother must have told him, there's nothing I can do. I've kept doing what I'm my own road. For you to move forward, you have to go that direction to God. And we're told he cried unto God. And what happened? His name, his future, everything changed. Praise the Lord. Everything changed. I want all the children to tell your mother, Happy Mother's Day. Mother, we love you so much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, mothers, they don't have some kind of stress that you may not know. The funny thing is that most times, once the mother takes in, give birth, when the child is good, what happens? The father is happy. The child becomes the father's child. African mentality, which is good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying to change it. But when the child is bad, becomes the mom. The mom, that like your mother. Look at your head. The mom is a doctor, not doctor. Oh, God, thank you. This is my child. You hold the head, I'll do it very well. I knew it would be like me. It would be like me. But when the child is not good, you say that like your mother. So it happens like that. That is life. It happens like that. And some time ago, example, I think in Nigeria, where a child was really bad, was really a crook, arm robber. Well, that was one of the creations. The negativity, the society, a lack of care and resources. So probably the parents, the mother was unable to provide that care, or the mother, because of what he has, the love, maybe that is the only child. That should be the reason. To pamper the child, over pamper. And so the child not think everything, all the words belong to him, became a cook, a good cook, great cook. And what happens? Well, he was caught among the other group of people. And when on the day of his execution, was about to be killed, and they asked him, what is the last thing you want to say? Say, you want to see the mom. You want to see your mom? Yeah, they could call the mom. He told the mom, I want to tell you something. The mom said, please bring your ear, bring your ear. He beat up the mother's ear. He said, why did you do that? He said, because you didn't take care of me. You didn't provide for me. But you see the difference. Jabez and this person's story. Jabez, the mother was able to turn this child to God. But for this woman, we don't know the situation that happens at that time. But again, mother play great role in our lives to help us turn us around. Mothers are wives married to husband. They also aid the husband in making positive decisions. They are supportive, they are brave, and they are resourceful. And I know the women here tonight or today, they are like that, and God will continue to bless them in Jesus' name. I want us to stand on your feet. Speak to God and tell God that God will continue to encourage you. God will continue to give you that strength. That wherever, which area that you will be found weak, that God will help you to improve on that area. And those areas that are your strength, that God will help you to maintain it, that will not be found wanting. That the negativity of the environment will not stand waiting for you to fall and begin to laugh at you. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name.